He heard that someone was trying to send a message. When was that exactly? On the 11th. Some boys saw signs, but the weather was bad. The men didn't get there until the afternoon of the 12th. They're sure that nobody left the island before then. The sea was very rough. Also, a lot of people were watching the island by then. And the record that they found? Can that help us? A theatre company made it for a Mr. U. N. Owen. They were told that it was for a play. I've checked the accusations. The Rogers were the servants of a Miss Brady. She died suddenly. Her doctor says that she wasn't poisoned. Perhaps they didn't help her when she needed it, but he couldn't prove anything. The judge? Well, Seaton was a murderer. We can be sure of that now. But many people at the time thought differently. The Claythorne girl was looking after the boy who drowned. She tried to save him, but failed. That's all. Dr. Armstrong did have a patient called Cleese. She died while he was her doctor. But he was young then. Perhaps he made a mistake. He had no reason to kill her. Emily Brent employed Beatrice Taylor and threw her out. The girl drowned. Very sad, but there was no crime. Young Marston always drove too fast, and he hit those two children, John and Lucy Coombs. His friends defended him in court, he paid the family, and he was freed. I can't find much about General MacArthur. Arthur Richmond worked for him and died during the war. They were close friends. A lot of officers make mistakes and their men die. Philip Lombard. He hasn't always been on the right side of the law. It's possible that he's murdered people. Bloor, of course, was one of us. A clever man, but a dishonest police officer. In my opinion, Bloor lied in court about Lander. Thomas Legg thought about this.